This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerstner, Crin and Prop, and Brandon Tabman back with you here on the Silver Lake Channel. As we got that up and going again, we'll cross our fingers that we can get through this next match without dropping out. Connectivity here at Fairleigh Compton not quite as good as some other places. And we will recap for you what's taking place so far here tonight in this triangular. The first match of the night, Jeff West winning after losing the first set to Fairleigh Compton, 25-21. Jeff West won 25-14, 25-15 to take that two sets to one. And then Jeff West turned around and played the number one team in the state, 3A Silver Lake. Silver Lake winning in straight sets, 25-14. Second set was tight, 20-20. Silver Lake scores the final five to win that one, 25-20. So Silver Lake still has only lost five sets all year long. They're 33-1. Jeff West tonight goes 1-1. They go 20-12 now on the season. So it's time for our final match tonight. Fairleigh Compton lost in three sets to Jeff West. They're 18-11 now on the season. And they are taking on Silver Lake, who is 33-1. And Fairleigh Compton and Silver Lake, they met just the other day at the Silver Lake tournament. Silver Lake won in straight sets, 25-14, 25-15. And last year, Fairleigh Compton played Silver Lake three times and lost all three, including the Silver Lake tournament title match a year ago, and then had their season end in 3A regional play when they fell to Silver Lake. All the loss to Silver Lake last year and this year in straight sets. Silver Lake, sometimes they just have an extra gear. I've seen it a few times. That's what they did there. Jeff West made it interesting, but Silver Lake all of a sudden, whether you want to say it was a wake-up call, they pushed a certain button, they finished off that set.
Yeah, I mean, they were at one point down 28-18. They were able to finish it out. Really a great big shout there to Jaylee Whitehead, who, as I mentioned, pulled three straight aces out of her sleeve to secure that final set, 25-20. And as you mentioned, there's just not one big-time player here on the Silver Lake team. It's kind of, you know, all over the place. I'm also going to go back to something you said way earlier on in the day when we were talking about the Jefferson West and Perry LeCompton game. If any of these two teams have a chance of upsetting the number one team, their offense has to play more consistently. And really, Jefferson West wasn't able to find that consistency the same way they did against Perry LeCompton. Well, we saw Perry LeCompton that first match, and they all went through Corcoran. It was all Corcoran, but when Corcoran was shut down, well, then it was just Jefferson West and being able to take advantage of the rest of that game. So you think Silver Lake is going to be able to get an early jump on in the same way, a little earlier than what Jefferson West was against Corcoran. And if Corcoran does get shut down here early for Perry LeCompton, who else is going to step up in this match for them?
Absolutely, and you have to have somebody step up when you go against Silver Lake, because all the weapons that we refer to in that first match for Silver Lake against Jeff West. So it's Perry LeCompton and Silver Lake. The final varsity match of the night is triangular. Senior night for Perry LeCompton. They have that ceremony now in the books, since we're about 6.5 minutes away from first serve. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. This is High School Volleyball, 103.9 KNZN, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner, Crin and Profit back with you here at Perry Lecompton High School getting set for our final varsity match of the night. Number one in the team in the state in 3A, Silver Lake, who's won 24 matches in a row. They only lost to Shawnee Heights way back earlier in the year, taking on Perry Lecompton, who is 0-1 tonight after losing in three sets to Jeff West. And coming up on Thursday, Perry Lecompton will be at Riley County, and Saturday they'll be at the Atchison Tournament. And Silver Lake will close out the regular season portion of their schedule next Tuesday on the road at Nemaha Central. If Silver Lake wins this match tonight against Perry Lecompton, which is a league match, they will wrap up the league title because second place is Holton and Jeff. Well, actually, it's Holton and Jeff West each have two losses. So if Silver Lake wins tonight, the worst they could do is lose Nemaha Central, and they would be 9-1 in the league. But they have a good chance of going undefeated in the league for the second year of the Big East League. And that's the match coming up, Perry Lecompton and Silver Lake. And, Crendon, we talked about Perry Lecompton looked pretty good in their first set against Jeff West, but they never really could refine that mojo the rest of the way. And they've had the break, chance to rest and regroup. And it is their senior night, and they're on their home floor. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. But certainly, if you're going to knock off number one team in the state, you better get off to a good start in set one.
Yeah, and I think the big message here for Perry Lecompton is try to find some different scores here. Try to find some other players that might be able to step up, because as much as Corcoran, I'm sure, will come up and easily have maybe 12 kills here against Silver Lake, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there needs to be some help there around her. Paxton Dammy needs to be able to step up. Henley Hunter needs to be able to step up as well. Just a lot of other players need to be able to come up and be aggressive up there at the front of the net. But Corcoran, she can do it all over the court. We saw her be able to behind the 10-foot line, from the strong side, the weak side of the net, in the middle of the net. She has great recognition IQ. Even if it seems like she's out of the play, she's going to find a way to put herself in the play. So here for Silver Lake, their duty is to shut down Corcoran and force Perry Lecompton to go to another player and say, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us with somebody else. And that's how that mentality is going in here into this next matchup for Silver Lake. And if you're Perry Lecompton, you're just trying to shut down all of what Silver Lake has to offer. You're trying to shut down all weapons. I mean, it was a carnage for them against Jefferson West. Silver Lake, I mentioned that Kara Sider, great job having with six kills. Shane Wise had eight power shots. Paige Hyman also with eight power shots. There's just so many outside hitters for Silver Lake that can get going at any point in the game.
Lots of weapons, no doubt, to deal with, and you can't take away all of them, and I think you also have to hope that Silver Lake's maybe not playing on top of their game, and you're going to have to bring your A game, no doubt. Perry Lecompton, certainly a considerable underdog in this matchup. Like I said, they just played each other at the Silver Lake tournament just a few days ago, and Silver Lake won that match in straight sets. So let's give you the starting lineup. Perry Lecompton there. Setter is a sophomore, Emmy Reed. Henley Hunter is a junior middle hitter, middle blocker. Paxton Dammy is a junior outside hitter. Macy Corcoran, as Crendon alluded to, who has played very well tonight, she's a junior outside hitter. Devin Aldrich is a senior defensive specialist. In the middle is Addie Hoover, a senior. And in the libero, when she's in there, is Presley Vonmeyer, the head coach Kyle Billings in his sixth year, assisted by Shelby Morgeson and Hope Billings. Last state title, 1978. Last state appearance in 2020. Perry Lecompton with 11 consecutive winning seasons, 18-11. Coming into this one, last losing season was 2014. Silver Lake, meanwhile, winners of 24 in a row, 33-1. Lost in straight sets to Shawnee Heights and the Shawnee Heights Quadrangular. Haven't lost a match since then. In fact, just three sets since then. All this Holton in three-set matches that Silver Lake won all three of. Silver Lake, 8-0 in league play. Their starters tonight, Jaylee Whitehead is the libero, 5'5", junior, over 1,000 career digs. Jaden Wise is a 5'8 senior outside hitter. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 senior middle blocker. Kenley Weber is a middle blocker. Kylie Haney is the junior setter with over 2,000 assists in her career. Karis Dyer, 5'5 sophomore outside hitter. And Paige Windsor is a 5'7 senior right side and utility player for the Lady Eagles of Silver Lake. Head coach Sarah Johnson, her 18th year. She's won 4 state titles, assisted by Hillary Lott and Marissa Griffin. And I've shared this before on the Silver Lake Channel, but for the first time on 103.9 KNZA, pretty interesting. But Sarah Johnson, when she was a senior at Sacred Heart High School in Kansas and Salina, she won a state title as a member of that team. You know who her head coach was? Who was her head coach? Her mom. Her mom was the head coach. So she won a state title as with her mom as head coach. She was a senior at Sacred Heart, and she's won, Sarah Johnson, 4 state titles as a head coach at Silver Lake. Angie Bittner won 5 prior to that. 9 state championships for Silver Lake in school history. That's the most in Class 3A.
Some stuff coming from the Shanahan tree. It's coming from the Johnson tree right there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, Sarah Johnson, you know, the state title as a player and then multiple state championships as a coach. There's not too many people that can say that.
No, that is incredible right there.
Pretty awesome. That's your nugget of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So we are getting ready for some volleyball here on 103.9 and on the Silver Lake Channel. Hopefully the channel will stay up and going here with our connectivity. We'll do our best. Only so much we can control, but we appreciate people letting us know that we're off because we did not know that we had an issue at that point because we didn't get an error message on our computer for some reason. Silver Lake is in their maroon and gold uniforms, and Prairie Lake Yompton is in their blue with the white numerals and lettering. And it is Dammy to serve for Prairie Lake Yompton. Back to Dammy, gets it over. Here's a spike by Windsor off the block of Corcoran, and it's 1-0 Silver Lake. Set to serve is Paige Windsor. Paige, a 5'7 senior. Here's a serve, cross court into the corner. Dug out by Dammy. Set to Hoover, slapped over. Silver Lake on the attack. Here's Dieter with the changeup, as I like to call it. Took something off of that one and softly placed it in for the point. 2-0 Silver Lake.
Yeah, Dieter, again, great game that she had against Jefferson West. She's been 6 kills. Her ability up front is really unmatched. As just a sophomore, she continues to learn and develop, and it becomes scarier for teams.
Good serve on the left sideline by Windsor. Here's Corcoran to Haney, and then Dieter, man, just amazing athletic ability to get that over. And now trying to punch in there to keep alive Windsor. She did for a moment, but not able to get it to a teammate. And it's the first point of the match for Perry Lee Compton. It's 2-1 in favor of Silver Lake. Oddly enough, Perry Lee Compton on their home floor, they're the guest on the scoreboard based on how the setup is with the scoreboard and what side of court you're on. As Hyman with the blast down the middle. 3-1 Silver Lake.
Hyman, in that last match against Jefferson West, talked about how she's just a wrecking ball right there in the middle, just a formidable foe for anyone trying to go against. And all smiles from her as she knows how great she is up there.
Block attempt by Hyman in the net or the cause, and it's a point for Silver Lake, 4-1, Lady Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles more than likely will be hosting a regional and could very well be hosting a sub-state, too, with that second-year new format as a spike by Corcoran into the net. Oh, they're going to call a violation on Silver Lake instead, so it's a point for Perry Lee Compton.
Well, if you're Perry Lee Compton, you're trying to take any break you can here in this match against Silver Lake, and you're also trying not to do work against yourself. When you get a gift, don't give it right back.
Here's a serve by Blosser. Good pass ahead to Haney. Here's Wise off the block of Shear. And a point for Silver Lake, 5-2 Eagles.
I don't know Wise's hitting percentage, but, man, Jaden Wise has just been an absolute beast. Every time you say her name, she just knows exactly where that ball needs to go for that kill shot.
Here's Lexi Neufeld, the senior, with the serve. Chance to put it away, and Wise says thank you very much and hammers it home for the point for Silver Lake.
Yeah, that's just like setting up an alley-oop for a great basketball player right there. Wise, she just put the nail straight down into the plank.
Hammered a nail home, no doubt. Little dink covered by Windsor. Haney sets it left side for Wise, and a point for Silver Lake, a lip call on the cause.
Well, three straight points here. We've seen that we can kind of credit here to Wise. She's just doing a wise job there on that left side of the net, just playing such to a tremendous level.
Served by Neufeld. And another lift is called on Fairleigh Compton. So 8-2 Silver Lake. Eagles in control early.
Well, again, you're just putting yourself into some mud here if you're Fairleigh Compton. You want to dig yourself out.
Short serve left side. Set by Reed. Silver Lake now on the attack. And Windsor puts it into the net. Hitting air, 8-3.
Yeah, a rare miss. We've talked about Silver Lake as just an ability to, from behind the 10-foot line, they can make those strong hits just a little off to the right of the hand of Windsor.
Here's the serve by Corcoran. And an ace for the junior for Fairleigh Compton. 8-4 Eagles in set one.
Corcoran finally getting herself up on the board. She had 16 points against Jefferson West, leading the team. Her presence has to be known tonight if she wants to help pull this upset up against the Silver Lake Eagles.
Serve down the middle to Deiter. Quick set to Weber. Blocked at the net. Here's Reed, the setter. Losser sets it up left side for Dammy. Dug by Deiter. Over to Wise and clips the tape and wide. Point cause, 8-5.
Yeah, so that just wasn't high enough there for Wise to really get a good angle on it.
So Corcoran to serve again. She has a couple of points off of her serve. Line drive down the middle, Deiter again. Pass ahead to Haney. Here's Kenley Weber. One-hand punch to keep it alive by Dammy. And now hitting it over. And that would have been wide, but Windsor hit it. Now it's up at the net. It's loose trying to get it. Great hustle by Reed. Slapped over by Hunter. Now Silver Lake has it. Wise. Dug out in the back row by Fairleigh Compton. Here's Dammy. Blocked at the net. Weber. That's it for Wise. Deep set. Reed slips and falls going backwards. Excuse me, that was Corcoran. And now Deiter. Back to Haney. Sets it up for Wise. It is dug out and hit over the other side. Yeah, but it's a point Silver Lake as they say the cause into the net again, apparently. So 9-5.
Yeah, unfortunate there for Fairleigh Compton. They were just having so much hustle there on that long rally. And again, Silver Lake coming up with that from the stake.
Here's Spreer. Excuse me, that is Shear. And now Wise, and she missed it wide and a little bit long. 9-6 Eagles in set one. Trying to wrap up the Big East League title outright. And could go undefeated in the league this year if they win tonight against Fairleigh Compton and win at Nemo Central and Seneca on Tuesday. Here's a deep serve. Windsor, pass it to Haney, gets it back from Haney, stop spike, controlled, on the attack, this is Dammy, and she just missed it. 10-6.
I talked about it in pregame here for this one, that Dammy needs to be able to step up as the efficient outside hitter right there, just an unfortunate miss having an alley in the back row.
Jump serve by Wise, hits it directly into the net. 10-7, Silver Lake. And set to serve is Henley Hunter, the junior, wearing number 3 for the cause. Here's the line drive serve. Guider pass it to Haney. Now to Windsor, and just missed it. By the length of the volleyball, had the right idea with the placement. But a little bit long, 10-8.
A couple of hitting errors here on the Eagles' side, just something that they got to start cleaning up, being more efficient here, but again, when they can get going, they are a rolling team.
Right head to Libero in. Haney sets it up for Deiter and misses. Puts the tape, causes it to go wide. So now all of a sudden, Fairleigh Compton with a few points in a row, within one, 10-9.
Right now, Silver Lake just has to play a little more patient and get some more quality sets, and they'll be right back where they were.
Libero Whitehead keeps it alive, and then hit in the net by Deiter. And Silver Lake a little bit loose right here. Maybe lost a little bit of focus. It's a 10-10 tie. They've had 3 hitting errors.
No timeout right now. Johnson just trying to see what her team will do in the response of this. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, see it? They play through it. 10-10 tie. And now a miscommunication with Windsor and Wise. And there's the timeout that you were talking about. Fairleigh Compton on senior night leading 11-10 over Silver Lake back in 30 seconds. 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you here from Perry Lake Compton, home of the cause. And Perry Lake Compton trying to pull off the upset, leading Silver Lake 11-10 in set one. Here's Weber off the block of Hoover. And just like that, we're tied at 11. Sarah Johnson, head coach, called a timeout. Didn't need the whole timeout. Just said a few words and her team back out there. I think they just lost a little bit of focus. And when they are lasered in and focused, they are, well, almost unbeatable. Only one loss this whole year. 11-11 tie. Hoover, that was Dammy blocked at the net. Here's Haney. Over to Hyman. Dug out there by Aldrich. Oh, she almost had her head taken off. Here's Windsor. And was it touched? They're saying it was. Coach Billings questioning the call. But they say there were four. Yes, so it's a point Silver Lake, 12-11. Man, Devin Aldrich, holy cow. She kept that alive, and then Hoover is blocked at the net by Hyman along with Windsor. And after the timeout, Silver Lake quickly with 3 points.
Yeah, again, and you're seeing some names getting called. Kelly Weber and Paige Windsor up front doing a lot of great work, playing aggressively. That's taking yourself back and refocus. Play aggressive. Go up there and play with some tempo.
Dammy in the left-hand corner to Haney. Bumped by Whitehead to the back row. Wise with this spike. Reed sets it up. Dammy the dink. One-hand punch keeps it alive and over the net by Haney. And then missing at the net is Hoover. And that's the type of points you got to have if you're going to pull off an upset.
Yeah, that is. It was just right to her. All she needed to do was just tap it, and this went right through her hands, kind of like butter between the fingers.
Oh, man. We'll keep it here right now because it gives me a chance to thank the Silver Lake Channel sponsors. The title sponsor is Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake, and our gold sponsor is Stockgrower State Bank, Mammoth Sports Construction, I Got Cards in Silver Lake, NextGen Cattle Company, and Skilled Saws Hardware Flooring in Topeka. Silver sponsors of Silver Lake Channel include Barry Construction, Roofs by Brian, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance, and the two bronze sponsors are the Silver Lake Booster Club and Silver Lake Animal Health Center. Appreciate all those businesses, organizations, making it possible for us to bring you the Silver Lake Channel so that you can watch for free on the live streams, and the access to the archives also free. So if you have a chance to thank those sponsors, businesses, organizations, please do so. Shout out to our own Seth Tolson, put together a cool graphic. I sent him some logos. I said, hey, can you put together a cool thank you graphic for all our sponsors that we can put on social media, which we were able to do very quickly. Seth put that together, did a great job with it, so we appreciate Seth doing that. And once again, appreciate our sponsors as well. Back to the action after the timeout called by Perry Lake Compton. I can tune in tonight as well on 103.9 KNZA. Here's a back set to Dammy. Shuffed at the net by Kara Steider. And the sophomore with the solo stuff. And it was a pretty easy one, as she anticipated that. 15-11. So, it was 11-10 Perry Lake Compton. Silver Lake seemed to flip the switch out of the timeout. 5 straight points. And there's a big spike by Corcoran, but dug out. Now Dider pops it over. Bonmeyer. Quick set, diving, or almost diving for it, but getting it is Haney. Now Dider, blocked at the net. Dider will try it again, and sneaks it through. 6 in a row for Silver Lake. 16-11 Eagles. It's almost like Silver Lake needed to recalibrate themselves. You know, a little bit of oil on that chain on your bicycle.
Yep.
Got a little creaky, wasn't working like you like. Little maintenance there, good to go on the timeout. Now it's served by Whitehead into the net. That ends a stretch of 6 straight.
You know, I never learned how to ride a bike.
Oh, really? Well, there we go. There's something.
There's a second nugget of that.
Yeah. Me, Ted's like, what? Seriously? Come on, man. You're killing me, Smalls. 16-12. There are bicycles in that movie, by the way, Sandlot. Those kids could ride the bikes. Here's a cross court dug out there by Wise. Here's Dider. Hustling after his Bonmeyer. A little dink. One hand saved by Haney. And now a back set. Wise sets it over. Long rally, and now the opportunity with the free ball for Silver Lake. Haney, not a good set that time. Comes back to Hyman. She puts it away. Well, there's an opportunity for Fairleigh Compton on the bad set. Kylie Haney doesn't have very many bad sets, but she had one there and got away with it.
I love that originally Fairleigh Compton thought they got themselves in the net and kind of retracted themselves,
yeah.
And then they were like, oh, we're still playing. And, yeah, that kind of resulted in that point going to Silver Lake.
17-12, not a good pass there. Dieter nearly able to put it away, not quite. Now a good spike there by Corcoran. Silver Lake on the attack. Dieter, and she cuts it outside the line and misses 17-13. Well, I guess we know what we're doing this summer, Brandon. We're spring. We're teaching Krennan how to ride a bike.
Make sure there's training pedals first.
Okay? Oh, okay. That'll be more fun without. We got a videotape and put it on our Facebook page and social media platforms. Here's a block by Hoover, but it's out. It's a good try by Hoover. Point Eagle. 18-13.
Well, I got to get one of those, like, cool bicycles that has, like, the secondary seat that you can, like, put someone on.
Oh, no, that would be sweet. That would be sweet. I could see you and Brandon riding the two-seat bike. That'd be awesome.
Brandon says no.
Brandon's like, heck no. 18-13. Oh, and Hyman off the trampoline and stuffs it down. Return to sender. 19-13.
And that's Paige Hyman's her second kill here of this set. Silver Lake just kind of spreading the love here. Five different players have gotten killed.
Corcoran with the spike attempt for the back row from the 10-foot line puts it into the net. So Silver Lake, they were down 11-10. They were a little bit sloppy. They called a timeout, and they've responded. And now speaking of timeouts, Fairleigh Compton calls one. We'll take one as well. 20-13, Silver Lake back in 30 on 103.9 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake leading 20-13 in this first set against Fairleigh Compton. Fairleigh Compton led 11-10. Silver Lake head coach Sarah Johnson called a timeout. It was a short timeout. They got recalibrated as we talked about. And now Silver Lake is in control, leading 20-13. One-hand punch to keep alive by Dieter. Against most teams, that would have been a point and a kill. But Silver Lake scrambling on defense. Here's Shear, and diving for it. Dieter can't come up with it. And a point for Shear. 20-14 in favor of Silver Lake in this first set. This is the second meeting of the year between these two teams. They met three times last year. Silver Lake won all three meetings, including in a fairly competitive season and regional play. 2014, low line drive serve, dug out there by the Libera Whitehead, sets up Wise, who clips the tape, and the ball crawls over and lands just inside the left sideline, 21-14 Eagles.
The one thing that's going to be dangerous here for Fairleigh Compton is if you allow a player like Jaden Wise to get more reps there onto the ball, get more chances, and already two kills in a block here in this set one.
There's a serve left side by Neufeld, and she misses by just a little bit. 21-15 on the service there. Here's Corcoran.
Michael Henley Hunter judged that ball, stuck her foot out there, and goes, if that's about hit my foot, I'm going to pull it back, and that's how I know it's out of bounds.
Here's a serve by Corcoran. A lot of English on that one. Haney to Weber, and a good one-hand punch to keep alive by Blosser. And then painting the line is Corcoran, but Blosser, give her credit. She's the one who kept that alive on the back row.
Impressively here, this is Corcoran's first kill of this set so far right now. Silver Lake doing a great job shutting down the college big power player up front.
21-16, served by Corcoran, and she has the ace off of Windsor. So, the Cause trying to rally down four, 21-17.
That is her second ace, though, of this first set. She had two aces against Jefferson West again right now. Just an overall great player here in Corcoran, just to be able to kind of do it in all fronts.
Another good serve. Windsor, a good pass ahead. That was a little bit offline. Silver Lake gets the other opportunity. Here's Wise, stuffed at the net by Henley Hunter. So it's been a set of mini runs for both teams, and right now the cause with that spurt. 21-18. Down the middle to Deiter. Back set to Weber, and she yanks it wide. 21-19. Well, we saw Jeff West make a little run in that second set earlier. Tied it at 20. Or was it? They're actually up 20-18. So they scored the final 7 points. It's almost like you upset them, and then all of a sudden they get going. Here's Haney. Two wise, and can't get over the net. 21-20. So another spot in this first set where Silver Lake with some hitting errors.
Yeah, and we just looked at that last time. Johnston allowed her team to handle that adversary before taking that time. Now I assume it's going to be the same thing right here, 21-20. So really still that one-point lead.
This is hit into the net by Corcoran.
I'll tell you what, when you can get handed a service error, you are one step closer to that victory.
Yeah, especially when you're down 21-20, get that over, you might be 21-21, and then the other team didn't earn that one and hit into the net. Now you're down two. Rally scoring, big difference. Here's Tammy, and she hits in the net. Just like that, you're down three. And so, like, 2 points away from winning the first set.
Yeah, you get the service error. Now you have the attacking error. And also, here for Tyler Thompson, not many other points are from kills or aces. A lot of it is from Silver Lake's kind of gifts.
Nice serve by Haney. Now Shear hits it through Haney's hand. She's upset with herself. She usually comes up with that. 23-21. The Cavs trying to fight back here on their senior night. They're still hanging in there, down just two in this first set. Here is Aldrich to serve. Deiter to Haney, over to Windsor, and she hits it wide into the Perry LeCompton bench.
And that's typically you're going to see that when a player stretches back there, that they want to go for that diagonal hit. Oftentimes, it's honestly probably better just to go against the block and see if you can go against the grain and get that point off of it.
Yeah, being maybe a little too fine. Good serve by Aldrich. Here's Weber, and she's able to put it away on the quick set to the middle blocker, middle hitter, Kinley Weber. So set point for Silver Lake, 24-22. Here's Wise. Let's it fly, coming towards us. From east to west. And the spike missing wide by Corcoran. It was not touched. Silver Lake wins the first set. 25-22. We're back with the second set after this 2 minute break here on 103.9 KNZA.
This is Trevor Bausch with Community National Bank. I've been in the banking industry for 14 years. My primary focus is on construction and residential mortgage lending. What sets Community National Bank apart is the local decision making, and we pride ourselves on understanding the unique needs of our community and providing personalized service to our customers. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So we get set to start the second set. Silver Lake winning the first set 25-22. A bit of a roller coaster in that set for both teams. And Silver Lake had to call a timeout, down 11-10, and then took a comfortable lead. Perry LeCompte, to their credit, battled back and had it within one.
Yeah, and you know, a big thing for that is that Silver Lake shut down Macy Corcoran. She really wasn't able to get going like she was against Jefferson West, but Silver Lake dispersing their scoring. Paige Windsor able to have two kills and a block. Harris Deiter, two kills, a block. Kinley Weber, two kills. Paige Hyman, two kills. Jaden Wise, two kills and a block. When you're able to have all that diverse scoring there for the Eagles, you are going to find a lot of success in a season, and that's why this team has landed themselves 33-1 so far this year, looking to go 34-1.
Well, they're one set away from doing that and also clinching the Big East League title outright. They already have clinched the share of a league title, but you know how teams are. They're greedy. They want it all to themselves, right? It's like, you know, I want the ice cream and dessert all to myself when there's an extra piece of cake laying around. You get greedy. You don't want to share. Here is Corcoran, and she didn't want to share other than a kill inside that back line. It's 1-0 Perry LeCompte in set two.
Well, after that first set, I would be a little greedy, only being held to one kill. I'd want to get myself going early. Corcoran already a kill here for the cause in set two.
Perry LeCompte trying to get the crowd into it if they could win the second set, force a third and deciding set. They went three earlier against Jeff West. Hyman blocked at the net. Windsor keeps it alive. Haney sets at the Deiter. That's an insane set by Haney. That is just unbelievable as the kill for the Eagles. To set that all the way from one sideline, all the way to the other, on the money, to set up your teammate for a kill. What a set.
Oh, it's just like putting a 60-yard ball in a breadbasket. There's just nothing more beautiful you can see.
On the back row, it's Bonmeyer. She mishits it on the bump. And it's 2-1 Silver Lake. I tell you about volleyball, and I think the two most underappreciated players, the libero and the setter.
Yep.
Because they might not have the flashy, huge spikes and this unbelievable athletic play, but the libero keeps so many balls in play, and then are usually really good passers, multiple digs usually every game, of course. And then you've got the setter, and it's exactly like the name of the position says. You're setting the table. You're setting everything up on a platter, hopefully, for your hitters to feast.
Oh, your setters are like your quarterback, and your outside hitters are like your wide receivers. Yeah, they get notable for those big plays they make, but you got to have a quarterback who commands it. Also, JV ball coming in, that will reset the point.
That. Yeah, and I would say the libero, you know, we talk about kind of does the dirty work. You could use that comparison to your lineman, you know.
Yep.
Sometimes you don't get the credit that you maybe deserve. Here's Whitehead, good pass ahead. Haney sets a Deiter, and we have a lift call. On Perry LeCompte, the Eagles take a 3-2 lead in set two. They won the first set 25-22. Silver Lake won in straight sets over Jeff West earlier tonight, 25-14, 25-20. Perry LeCompte lost in three to Jeff West. Here's Corcoran, and powered that long. Perry LeCompte in the blue jerseys with the black on the sides and the white numerals outlined in black. They're on the near side of the court. Silver Lake to the far. In the maroon and gold units, served by Deiter, the sophomore, from the back row, and heading into the net is Dammy. Silver Lake now leading 5-2 in this second set.
Dammy thought she had a little more leverage than what she actually had there on that ball, sent it right into the net. Again, you want some more better serves here on this cause side.
Jump serve by Karis Deiter. Here's Hunter. And no lift is called. Messed up in the net between Shear and Wise, the lift called on the cause, 6-2 Silver Lake. Silver Lake trying to improve to 34-1.
This set hits the net. Trying to quick set it over was Corcoran, and a timeout called by Perry Lee Johnson. Silver Lake in control in the second set. 7-2 back in 30 seconds. This is high school volleyball on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake leading 7-2 in the second set. They've only played three-set matches all year long, won all three, and all three were against the Holton Wildcats, who ranked fifth in 3A, as a spike by Reed down the left line off an Eagle defender. 7-3 in favor of the Eagles. Here's the serve by Corcoran, clips the tape, and curls over for the point. An ace.
Yeah, Corcoran already three aces here against Silver Lake. Her ability from behind the service line has really been unmatched. She can, you know, go deep behind to the backcourt line, or she can go short just over the tape. She's got great accuracy here on the serve.
This is down the middle of Windsor. Haney, back set to Hyman, and Hyman has it blocked for the point. Well done up front. As you have Hunter and Dammy and Shear on the front row right now for the cause. 7-5 Silver Lake in the second set. Trying to finish this in straights. JV match going on to our right. Seeing Jeff West and Perry Lecompton. Here is Corcoran to serve. Low liner handled by Whitehead. Back set to Deiter. She slaps it over. Opportunity to attack. Perry Lecompton. Instead, Silver Lake now has it on the far side. Goes to Wise. Blocked. Windsor keeps it alive. Haney stuffed at the net. Popped up by Deiter and Windsor. And a lift is called. Silver Lake kept it alive for a while, but eventually the point for Perry Lecompton. Now, Silver Lake, you look at the records of teams that are ranked, and certainly their team, like for instance, Boys ranked second. They have four losses. Silver Lake only has one loss. That's a 5A school. As a surprise sneak set by Haney, and now we got to stop her. It was a good point because the ball came over from the JV court again, which can be annoying a little bit. Not that it's anybody's fault. But the point I'm trying to make is Silver Lake is going to be the favorite. I mean, you're 34-1, and depending on what you do at Nemaw Central next Tuesday, and then you go regionals and sub-state, they're going to be a heavy favorite. It's not just... We think you're going to make state. They're expected to be at state when you're number one team with only one loss. So there can be a little added pressure as this one hit into the net by Silver Lake.
And when you have a lot of pressure like that on a group like this, I feel like this is a group that's a little unshakable. I mean, they've really been able to make a testament in these past couple of years. They know what it's like to be in high-pressure situations at the state tournament level. I think a lot of these girls are ready for that ability to go back.
Deiter with the diagonal try, just missed it wide. Perry Lecompton leads 8-7. There have been a few instances this year where Silver Lake had a set, kind of let a team back in, and then all of a sudden, like I said, they recalibrate, or what do you want to say, they refocus, or just need a little kick in the pants, you know, from the coach for a few seconds like we think we saw in the first set, which I think that's true of any team. You're going to have a few lulls here and there. Here's Haney over to Wise, and she sneaks it in there for the point. One of the things that really stands out to me about Silver Lake, too, is they've won every tournament they've played. Salina South, they played good teams. They didn't lose a set. Rossville, they beat two or three state-ranked teams there, including Holton in three sets, and they didn't have one of their best players at all that day. As ace, Corcoran can't handle it, and the Eagles now take the lead in set 2-9-8. And then, in the Silver Lake Invitational, they play teams like Eudora. They beat 10 higher-class schools, Silver Lake has. Another reason why people are going to say they're the favorite. But you get the state, sometimes hard to get the state, as a miss hit here into the net by Perry Thompson. But if you can make it to state, now you got to bring it. you got to be on top of your game. Those lulls sometimes can be the difference between third place in state or not getting out of pool play. State volleyball is always fun to watch. 10-8, Silver Lake with the lead. Flicked over the left hand inside the antenna by Wise. A couple of Cal players look at each other and they hit it over. Haney to Wise on the attack, fairly confident. Now Silver Lake with control. Go to Wise, and she's able to deliver with the jackhammer right down the middle. 11-8 in favor of Silver Lake. And there's that tradition, of course, we talk about with Silver Lake. 9 state championships, and they've been state runner-ups before. And this is the 8th just inside the back line by Paige Hyman. 12-8 Silver Lake. And they've been to state 17 times. They were state runner-up. They're 3rd in 23 and 3rd in 19, so they've been a runner-up before. As there's another ace by Hyman, 13-8. So, you know, with those great programs, and we see it in every sport, football, basketball, volleyball, baseball, there's the reload and there's the rebuild. And at Silver Lake, they simply reload. And that's what they've done and do each and every year, and that's where a lot of volleyball programs want to get themselves to, is to be at the level that Silver Lake is. And I think Jeff West is a good example of growing what they're trying to do, and there's a timeout on the floor, is they have increased their win total each of the last 4 years. When I was at Beloit the last 18 years, they were never known for volleyball, and all of a sudden they get a new head coach, first year 10-24, and then every year they win more and more. Next thing you know, they win 30, 35 matches, eventually get the state runner-up, win 40 matches, and they're a powerhouse every year. It takes time to build it, but Silver Lake certainly had it built for quite some time.
Yeah, and that's something that you love to be able to sustain. And when you see all this young talent on a Silver Lake team like this, you see a future that continues to stay bright, and that's what sustains programs like this for 9 championships.
Nice job by Gammy down the left sideline. Puts it right on the line, side out. Fairly confident now down 13-9. And that's the other thing, too, is when you scrimmage, the good teams, they have, like, they might have players that don't play varsity, but for half the league they would. But they can't crack varsity because there's just too much depth in front of them. But they get to play against them every day in practice, and that makes them better for when they're ready to step into varsity roles. As Wise is able to power it off the block. Nice try by Henley Hunter. But to no avail for Perry Lee Compton. 14-9, Silver Lake.
And every time you say Wise again, right around the corner, a big hit, but I like the point you just brought up. When you play against good players, you become a good player yourself. Iron sharpens iron. It's a classic saying. When you're around good competition, good level of players, good people, you will become better yourself.
Yes, it's a way to, you know, set the barometer. And you get better by playing good competition against good players. You learn a lot about yourself, even in losses. Amy missing to the left, so 15-9. Quick set, Silver Lake's ready for it. Here's Whitehead from the back row is Dieter, and she hits it long, 15-10. And patience is always key, too. You know, with any sport, we know at any level, if you keep changing your coach year in and year out, or every few years, you're not going to get the success you want. Sometimes patience is the best thing. Here's a set, Jamie, and she has it blocked back in her face, and Weber, along with other Eagles there on the front row, at the net, 16-10, Silver Lake. Like we said earlier, Silver Lake doesn't have this dominant stud player that's going to go be playing D1 volleyball next year, but they collectively work so well together. As a lift is called on the cause, 17-10, Eagles.
I tell you what, a lot of great players, they work together as best as a team. Teams that win championships work the best when all of them can play together, and not just one player is the total control on the court.
Have the cohesion, have the leadership, coaching, 17-10, back set to Windsor, puts it off the block of Hoover, and also Paxton Dammy, and it is 17-10, Silver Lake, in control now of the second set. They won the first set, 25-22. And this serve right through the hands of Von Meyer, the libero in the back row. It's actually 19-10. They forgot to put a point on the board.
I'll say that's one nice thing when you're in a higher classification. You got a lot more pool of students that can play up to that high level. When you go to that lower class, it makes teams like Centralia, for example, a team that's always so dangerous because they can play with so many great athletes on the court despite not having the same numbers that maybe a Silver Lake would.
That's a great point. Here is Jamie, and it is kept alive by Silver Lake. Back on the attack, though, Reed. And at the net, Silver Lake can't get it over. 19-11. The other thing about volleyball, just the sport of volleyball in general, is, I mean, you got to be an athlete. I mean, to move around and the flexibility to dive on the floor or contort your body to keep a spike in, as Wise just did, hit that inside the back line for the kill on the point. Stay inside the antenna. I mean, I've seen times where my back hurts just watching it. Of course, I'm old, but it's just amazing the athletic ability that some of these young ladies have. It's fun to watch two great teams play each other. 20-11. As there's an easy put away at the net for Windsor. That's why the Silver Lake Holton, those three matches this year were absolutely sensational. Everyone going the distance. And who knows? Those two might both make state and see each other at state. Or maybe they'll meet each other somehow in a substate. I don't know. Here's a spike clipping the tape there. Corcoran. On offense, Silver Lake and Wise. Two hands set right into the middle of the net. She was like, oops. 21-12. And we talk about Silver Lake and their consistency, but Perry Lee Compton hasn't had a losing season since 2014. They went to state in 2020. There's Windsor, and she can't put it away. Miss it into the net. 21-13.
I mean, yeah, you continue to kind of bring up here and reiterate how incredible the Big East is across the board, being one of the most talented spots in Northeast Kansas. Of course, in our broadcasting area, don't forget the CBL Northeast Kansas League, just some other great all-around places for basketball, volleyball, and all kinds of sports.
No doubt. Talk about the strength of the Twin Valley League all the time, especially when it comes to basketball and volleyball. The Big East League now with 11 members, the second year of the league, and adding Silver Lake and Riley County and St. Mary's and Roscoe only makes it stronger. 21-14. Roscoe is a threat to win 2A. They're ranked fifth in 2A. These teams have seen Roscoe, obviously. As keeping alive is Haney, and then Whitehead and Windsor run into each other. So 21 for Silver Lake, 15 for Perry Lee Compton in the second set. Eagles trying to finish it off, 4 points away from doing so to improve to 34-1 and 9-0 in the Big East League. Diagonal serve, handled by Windsor, and Hyman blocked at the net. Haney resets it to Deiter. Fairly Compton with the set to Corcoran, and up to Haney, and another point for Fairly Compton. 21-16.
That's where Fairly Compton is going to find themselves shining once they get to the playoffs, is, you know, how much can they get that ball to Corcoran, and what can she do just herself alone for this team?
No question about it. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Time on the floor, 21-16 Silver Lake here on 103.9 KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Perry Lee Compton. Stay tuned for the Silver Lake channel for the I Got Cards Player of the Night for Silver Lake. I Got Cards in downtown Silver Lake. Check out the trade night the first Saturday of every month. 21-16, Silver Lake in the second set. Here's the back set, Windsor. Fairly Compton on the attack, right side, Shear. Dug by Haney. Bumped to Wise from Whitehead. Opportunity on the free ball here by Fairly Compton. Whitehead, Haney sets it up, Deiter. Diving for it's Reed to keep it alive. Long rally. Spike. Diagonal into the corner, Silver Lake all over it. And then Windsor, the it into the net. 21-17 in favor of Silver Lake in set two.
Well, here's Silver Lake. You just don't want to get too complacent right now. They've just been kind of given some sloppy points here. Perry Clemson, I know they're still up here by four, but you don't want to get too complacent here.
Set up Diner right down the line. Bazinga. 22-17.
And that is what a sophomore like Harris Dider can do. You give her the chance there, and she finds the alley with the kill shot.
Mary LeCompton. Set here for a Dider. Now Haney has it. Opportunity for Silver Lake to get the point. And a block at the net. And the lift is called on Perry LeCompton. 23-17. Silver Lake 2 points away from getting it done. Stay tuned. We'll have Sprindle out the stats. And we'll give you the I Got Cards player of the night for Silver Lake, as I mentioned. As a serve sailing long. 23-18 Eagles. And here is Blosser, regular rotation. Defensive specialist comes in a junior to serve. In the middle of the back line. Lets it fly down the middle. Whitehead to Haney. And here is Wise with the power shot for the point. Holy shnikes. There's been a couple times tonight where players have had to protect themselves as if they needed a helmet to play volleyball.
Well, I'd say Wise would do that to you. I mean, she's handling some heaters down the court.
No doubt. Here's match point for Silver Lake. Might have been Wise. Neufeld gets it anyway. And Wise! Blasted home to finish it off. And Silver Lake wins 25-18. And let's just go ahead and get right to it. I Got Cards player of the night. It's only appropriate. It's the 5'8 senior Jaden Wise who was able to provide the jackhammer to finish it off for match point. Jaden Wise is our player of the night. Presented by I Got Cards in Silver Lake. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll go through the stats, come back and wrap it up here from Perry LeCompton. Silver Lake wins in straights over the Cause 25-22, 25-18. Back in 2 minutes here on 103.9 KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Pines of Holton, this is Nikki.
Hey Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back one final time here from Perry LeCompton. Senior night for Perry LeCompton. And Perry LeCompton, unfortunately for them,
They go 0-2 tonight, losing three sets to Jeff West, 25-21. They won the first set, lost 25-14, 25-15. Then Silver Lake took the court to take on Jeff West. Silver Lake winning 25-14, 25-20 over the Tigers. And Silver Lake wins the night camp over Perry Lake Compton, 25-22, 25-18. Once again, the I Got Cards player of the match is senior Jaden Wise for the Silver Lake Eagles. Crendon has the stat.
Well, real quick, and just finishing off your point there, Jaden Wise, he finished with 16 total kills tonight, 19 total points, had 8 kills in both the Jefferson and West Tigers match as well here against the Perry Lecompton team. She also recorded a block here in this match against Perry Lecompton. So again, 16 kills to lead the team on the night and 19 total points to lead the team as well. Well, Silver Lake Eagles, they finished with 20 kills, 5 blocks, and 3 aces against Perry Lecompton. Perry Lecompton, 8 kills, a block, and 3 aces. Overall, also some total stats. Karis Deiter, she finished tonight with 10 kills, 1 ace, 2 blocks, 13 total points. The Eagles as a team finished with 43 kills, 9 aces, and 7 total blocks to dominate today and again improve to 44-1 on the season.
Yep, so the Eagles are 34-1 on the season, are 9-0 in the Big East League. That wraps up an outright league title, no matter what happens Tuesday on the road at Nemaw Central. They're in Seneca. If they win on Tuesday, they'll have an undefeated league season. They finished second in the league a year ago. Nemaw Central won it last year in the inaugural year of the Big East League. Silver Lake now, with the two wins tonight, they have won 25 matches in a row. And once again, they win both matches tonight in straight sets like they normally do. Number one team in 3A, proving again here tonight. Big thank you once again to Silver Lake sponsors, Bob Schwartz Financial, Silver Lake, our title sponsor, our gold sponsor, Stock Grower State Bank, Mammoth Sports Construction, I Got Cards in Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Steel South Hardwood Flooring in Topeka, Baird Construction, Roast by Brian, and Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance, our silver sponsors and our bronze sponsors, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, and the Silver Lake Booster Club. Big thank you to Brandon Tadman, being our studio engineer on site. Big thank you to Seth Tollison back at the studios there south of Hiawatha. And a huge thank you to Crendon Prophet, who will eventually learn how to ride a bicycle. He will at least try to see how he does at some point.
Training
wheels or not, right? So, once again, the night is over here at Perry Lecompton. Perry Lecompton goes 0-2, Jeff West 1-1, Silver Lake goes 2-0. Want to watch these matches if you missed them. We got some of the matches. We had a little problem with the internet, with connectivity with the Silver Lake channel, but I do know we have the entirety, or at least I think I do, of the Silver Lake Perry Lecompton match that just finished. So you can access this with the free archives. Thanks to those sponsors for making all that possible for you to watch for free on all our video channels that we provide on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Good night from Perry Lecompton High School.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.